Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I want to say to everyone, Happy New Year. I know you probably haven't heard from me in a while, but it's so much that's changes has happened in my life since the last time we spoke. The holidays came upon me. I wasn't prepared for the holidays. But now they're over with, and I'm moving on, okay? If you want to call in, just...
Life since the last time we spoke. The holidays came upon me. I wasn't prepared for the holidays. But now they're open. And I'm moving on. Okay? If you want to call in, just...
Hello? Okay. Having some technical difficulties here. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, so let's talk about what's going on this year and what is the new year bringing you. I'm hoping that the new year brings me a good... Hello, you guys. This is me again. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties. Again, I wanted to talk about the new year. As you know, we're in 2011. And what are you expecting out of the new year? Okay? Also, we want to talk about what are your plans? What are you expecting and what are your plans? Now, you can call in at 347-677-1748 to talk to me or let me know what are your plans and what are you expecting. 2011, okay, you guys, to me, because I think I'm not a number person, but I'm thinking 2011 is such an odd number. I'm not really having anything planned for this year. I think I'm just going to try to play majority everything by ear because I think that's the way I'm going to have to do it. As you know, last year, right at the end of last year, I did my book launching party for The Secret Journal, which was very successful, and I'm very pleased at how it turned out and the reviews I got from the book. I'm working on White Dove now, and I have a deadline to meet White Dove in February. I have to have it out because my editor is going to start screaming at me so that we can get it out on time. So I was at a writer's block at one time or another, but now I know I got to get my head back into my work. Also, on another page, with that going, I also have another storyline that I'm going to work on that I want to do. And it's probably going to be more on the inspirational side, kind of get off the drama side and go to the inspirational side because there's so much to be inspired by. You know, I'm just excited for 2011, and I'm hoping you guys are too. I'm going to play this year by ear because it's the only thing I can do. I need to play by ear in my personal life and in my professional life. As I said before, a lot of things have changed, drastically changed for me in the last year. Just like right at the end of the year, a lot of changes took place in my life. And it's something I'm having to deal with on a personal matter, and I'm dealing. That's all I can do is deal and hope and pray everything works itself out. So that's the reason why I said this year I'm playing it by ear, because you never know what, and you have to be prepared spiritually, mentally, and emotionally for the drastic changes or any change that comes in your life. And new faces, new people, new places, you have to be prepared for that mentally. And sometimes people are not prepared for that. So you have to get in your mindset to prepare yourself for changes, because they come when you least expect them. Okay. Now, like I said, I was talking about a book. I'm going to have some more guest interviews coming up. I haven't worked out my agenda for this year just yet, because I'm still kind of being less motivated, laying back, relaxed, and enjoying the first part of the year. I said by February I got to be on my ball. I got to be on my ball because I have so much going on and I have so much I need to do. And I want this year to be a good, productive, financially and professionally for me. It needs to be. I have no other choice. I'm getting old. So I'm hoping that you guys out there are preparing yourselves for this year professionally, spiritually, emotionally, physically preparing yourself for this year. Now, since I'm finished saying that, I wanted to say this also. I've been doing the Cleflo Dollar and all that segments for a while. There's some other televangelists that I want to go into. But right now, I'm going to kind of lay back off of that because I have to be in that point in my life to talk about that. And I'm not in the moment right now for that. I want to kind of gear toward a lot of positive stuff for this part of the year and then kind of move back into that again, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to spiritually take away what makes you happy or what makes you motivated. If they talk to you and you listen to them and if you listen to their shows and stuff and it helps for you and it works for you, that's good. I'm not trying to take that away from you guys. I'm just letting you guys know you have to be careful who you follow. And know the book for what it is and who you are, and allow wisdom and inspiration to come from you as far as when you read the Bible. Don't take anybody else's word for it. You learn it for yourself. You know, and he says that. Know the word for yourself. Don't take somebody else's word for it. Read it, learn it, comprehend it, put it in your heart. For you, not for anybody else. Now, I said I was going to, probably about the mid part of the year, I'll get back into that. But I want to make this first part of the year very fun, innovative, you know, great ideas coming out. You guys, I want you guys to share things with me more. I'm glad that you guys listen to my show. I really am very, very pleased that you guys listen to my show. But I would like to hear more back from you guys. I mean, if you can call in, send me an email or something. And I know a lot of times I don't pay attention to my emails. I try to, and I try to get involved in them. Lots of times I can't because I'm doing so many other things. So it's not like I'm ignoring you guys. I thank you guys for everything, all the inspiration, all the ideas, you know, on Facebook, getting my messages through my Yahoo, through my blog talk. But thank you guys for everything. I really do. And I'm hoping we can connect more this year than ever, you know, with my book coming out and connecting with more. I got an opportunity last year to interview a lot of authors, self-publishers and stuff. It was awesome. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And I want to continue to do that. I just wish that things could be different. I wish people were, we could connect, you know, closer or be around, even get a chance to meet each other. Excuse me. That would be great, too. I would love that. And hang out with each other and, you know, and kind of everybody go into each other's worlds. Because we talk all the time, but to really connect with somebody is seeing them face-to-face, sitting down and talking to them and enjoying the time. You know, I would love to do that with some of the writers that I've had the opportunity to talk to and interview on my show. I know a lot of stuff costs money to do. I'm doing this show for free. I have been for the last 2 years. I've been doing this show 2.5 years. I've been doing it for free. I don't ask for money. But I might have to change that this year. I'm not for sure. It depends on how things work out. I'm also trying to see if I'm going to continue to do this show. Also, I'm looking into that. And I love this. But if it's to the point where I can't get my message out the way that I want to get it out, I might not be able to continue to do this. I'm hoping that I can get my another year or two in on this. But I enjoy doing this because I enjoy the feedback I get. I enjoy the people that I'm entitled to talk to and to be around because a lot of the people that I talk to on here, I also deal with them in the public sector too. Okay, a couple of them I have, I can say that much. So I've had great interviews and great interviewees, and I enjoyed it, and I want to continue to do that. But like I said, financially, for me, things have changed a little bit. So I'm trying to weigh my options with the ideal of being able to maintain my show plus being able to market my books and everything else I'm doing on the side. So I have to keep that in mind. I seriously love my show. I love being able to talk to you guys. But if I have to change things, I have to change things. And like I said, it's a new year. New opportunities going to come about. So, you know, I'm just going to be patient with it. That's why I keep telling you guys I'm playing this year by ear. I'm not going to make no drastic changes. I'm not going to make no drastic decisions. I'm just going to slowly put these things in the back of my mind to see where I'm going with them. Okay? Let's see. Let's talk about some news. And I haven't been really watching a lot of news lately. I just haven't. Because there's so much bad news out there that, you know, you're like, okay, let me turn the channel. I don't even want to watch this anymore. So a lot of people tell me a lot of things that's going on. As you know, congratulations. First of all, I'm not an Oprah Winfrey fan, first of all. But congratulations to her as far as her own network now, which I think is so awesome. She's the first African-American woman that has her own network. That is awesome. Congratulations to her. I mean... That is fantastic. You know, let's talk about the connection between the guy who owns Facebook, him and Goldman Sachs have gotten together. Keep that in mind, you guys. And this guy, this young 26-year-old, is worth, what, $26 billion or something like that? I think it's $26 million or $26 billion. I'm not for sure. You know, I mean, come on. And then the young guy named Ted Williams, I saw him today on Today's Show with The Voice. You know, that was a blessing. You know what was so awesome about him? He was actually a veteran. I think that's awesome. He was a veteran. You know, that is so awesome. And I hope he sticks to everything that he's trying to do because God is giving him a second chance. And he needs to look at that. I mean, he's been battling alcohol and drugs. He did not deny that for years. So, you know, I hope he can stay on the right path and do the right thing, you know. I hope he can do it. Because it's hard for them, you know. They're just, he's been homeless for so many years, you know, to get a home and to do all this. You know, it's probably hard for him to readjust to a whole new life, you know. But I'm praying that he does everything he needs to do and to maintain himself. You know, those kind of things are inspiring, and it's inspiring for us as veterans because we go through so much, and there's so many of us out there that are homeless, you know, that need to be taken care of. Okay? Let's see. What else happened in the news today or the last several days? I also saw something about a bomb went off in two state buildings in Maryland. I think that's where it happened at. What's going on, you know? You know, the media likes to keep us scared, so I guess somebody said, let's really scare them and do something like this. You know, it's just so much going on. We still, our kids are dying, our women are dying, we're still killing, shooting, and stabbing, and disappearing, you know. It's so much going on, and just hoping this year will be a little bit different. Politics. You know what? I got so discouraged from the idea that we lost one of the houses in the Senate. I think it's the Senate we were lost. So it's like things are not the same, okay? The idea that President Obama signed a bill that passed stating that there's a two-year pay freeze for government workers. That means we can't get a pay raise for the next 2 years. I never could understand what that was about, but it's done. And we got to live with it, you know. I don't know, you know, I know he's got a lot of people to satisfy, he's got a lot of people to deal with, but I don't know what he was thinking when he did that. I really hadn't paid too much attention to it. Like I said, I really hadn't paid too much attention to a lot of news because I really don't need to or don't want to, I guess, but I guess it's good to give you guys information about it. Okay, locally, I was reading today, kind of caught my eye. Here in Louisiana, they banned plant food, quote-unquote, and bath salts. According to the story, somebody's been inhaling, injecting the ingredients for bath salt and plant food. So our governor, Governor Jindal, banned it in the state of Louisiana. So I can't take no more bubble baths. I can't take no more, you know, relaxing the oil in the bath salts. You know I buy them. I go to Hobby Lobby and get them all the time for little things I do. I'm just amazed the things we do. Gosh, you know, we must be a bored nation that we got to find stuff like that to do. At first it was the seasoning. They were sniffing, and something from, the incense, something in the incense that they were sniffing. What is wrong with our society? What is wrong with our kids, man? No. It's because they don't have things to do. They need to have more things to do. We've cut back on everything that we could cut back on, but in the meantime, who's getting hurt? The kids are getting hurt. You know, we have to think about that, you know, when we make these decisions. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I would like for someone to call in and tell me what your plans are for the rest of the year. This is just January the 6th. I noticed on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm getting ready to talk about Blog Talk Radio real quick here. They changed my free show. They're going to change my free show as of February 1st to 30 minutes. I am no longer going to be able to have a recurring segment. And it can be no longer an hour. It only can be 30 minutes for all the free hosts. Isn't that something? That is one of the reasons why I was thinking whether or not I should continue to do this show. Anyway, that came upon me like, because I have so much stuff I want to talk about. I guess this last couple of, next three Thursdays, I need to really be very interesting, huh? before I get shut down to 30-minute segments. What I could do is I can do it for 2 days. That'll give me my whole hour for the week, which is great, and I'll be fine with that. I'm also working on another project I would like to tell you guys about. Me and my sister came together and collaborated on this idea of a clothing line for plus-size women. And it's called Livit, L-I-V-E-I-T, okay? And it means be you, live it, live whatever it is, just live it. Be live, be loving it, you know. That's what we came up with. I don't know if it's going to, you know, actually go anywhere, but we have been studying. We have been sending stuff back and forth, trying to make sure, you know, we have our ducks in a row because the fashion industry is no joke. It's a very cutthroat industry. So you have to know what you're doing. So that's why we were thinking about kind of going in that line because, you know, we are plus-size women. All right. I enjoy it. I'm not always frustrated because I'm heavy, to be honest with you, because I'm not heavy, heavy, heavy. I'm heavy enough, but I'm not to the point where I'm embarrassed. And I don't want anybody to be embarrassed if you're heavy, regardless. But I'm just saying some people do feel very uncomfortable about their weight. And I don't think I'm at that point yet. I was at one time, but I have lost some pounds, so I don't feel that way all the time at this time of day. Okay, now, let's see. We've talked about the news, talked about politics. What else can we talk about? We talked about my book and my upcoming situations. And like I said before, because there's so much of a change that is about to happen, that has happened in my life and is going to happen in the future for me, I have to be careful on decisions I make. I just want you guys to realize you only have one life. And within that life, learn, live, and love. When I say learn, I'm saying if it's something you never knew you could do, learn how to do it if you really want to do it. When you learn that thing, and if it's a lesson, don't find yourself going backwards after you've learned the lesson and do it again and make that mistake and you're back into that same rut again. Find yourself away from that, okay? Love. Love all you can love. Man, dog, cat, cow, whatever. Love. But first and foremost, love yourself. Love God, love your family if you can, because sometimes that's hard to do. Love what you do. Love what you bring to the table. Okay? Don't always second guess yourself. Be happy in who you are. Be contented in who you are to a certain extent. But if you think that you can do better and there's a better you inside, reveal that better you and use it. Don't always have a nasty attitude. Don't always be mad at the world. That's not going to help you none. That really shortens your lifespan. Everything is not going to go your way. All the plans are not going to, and don't be so hard on yourself this year. Take away from all being so, you know, beating yourself up because things didn't work out, because that was one of my problems. That's one of my shortcomings, is that I beat myself up and I confine myself, you know, that I'm not being honest with myself. And if I am being honest with myself, I really don't want to see the honesty in me. You know what I'm saying? Because then it shows my flaws, and I don't want to always look at my flaws. And I'm saying I because I don't know how you feel. I don't know how the next person feels. I only can talk about me. So I have to work on that when it comes to beating myself up when things don't work out or feeling like I have failed my whole life, you know, when I've only failed at one thing or, you know, made a mistake on one situation or you know, or incident in my life. I have to keep moving on. I can't let that hold me back. And it's hard sometimes, and I'm not going to lie, it's very hard sometimes to move on when you feel like, you know, things are not going to ever be right again. But you know what? You have to take a chance. You have to take a chance, shake it off, and move on. And it's hard, and it's easier said than done. And I have to say that for myself. Excuse me. That it's not always easy to move on, okay? And sometimes, you know, maybe you just need to sit there for a little bit to get your bearings before you take that next step to move on, okay? We have to keep that in mind, too. So I say love it, then I say live it. And I say live it simply because, not because it's the name of my fashion line, my clothing line. I say live it is because live every moment like it's your last, okay? I mean, everything is not going to be perfect. We already understand that. That has already been established. We learned that. We know that. But the ideal is to live your life. We find ourselves so wound up in everybody else's life that we don't step away, grab ourselves, and live our life. What is so hard about that? What is so hard about us just living our life? You know, disconnect yourself sometimes, and I do it. I like disconnecting myself because then I can work on me. So when I do connect myself back into the world, then, you know, I can look at the world in a different perspective. Because sometimes we get stuck in our own little box, the little square box, and it's our comfort zone, and we're not changing our mind. We're not going to look to the left, and we're not going to look to the right. We're going to look straight ahead, and what is there, and we're not going to argue about it, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to stop that. Live your life. Step out of your comfort zone and enjoy life. If there's mistakes you're making, that's fine. Live through that mistake and move on. It's not the end of the world. It really isn't. And everything maybe is not a mistake. Maybe there's stuff that has to happen in order to get your attention, in order for you to change the way you think, excuse me, the way you think and the way you see things, how you visualize your life. Excuse me. Maybe sometimes we have to think about that. So we go back to live it. Live you. Stop worrying about the next person, what they got, what they have, what they don't have. Quit doing that. Concentrate on what you're getting out of life, okay? Are you being fulfilled in your life? You're in control of that. That's your life. The word your is in front of life. So that belongs to you. That's you. So you need to fill your life with positive things. And if negative things find their way creeping in, it's your job, your position, to remove those negative aspects of your life. It's up to you to move those negative items out of your life as opposed to your husband, your kid, your, you know, not to say remove them, but deal with them in another way, okay? You don't have to always get rid of them because that's not the answer to everything. It's to break up, move on, you know, stop talking to your kid, disconnect them. It's not the answer to everything. Okay, I'm saying take your time and find a way to deal with them in a different way without removing them. But if it's at the point where you think that it's not going to work, you know, you make that decision. It's up to you. You know what I'm saying? It's your life. And you have to understand how important it is for you to make your life work for you because nobody else can do it. With or without anybody in your life, if you were by yourself, if you've never got married, if you were always single, it's still your life. You don't, I mean, nobody else is in charge of that. And you need to make a decision that's going to make you happy and make you satisfied. And everybody can't do that for you. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can do that for you but you. So that's the reason why I say live your life the way that it works for you. Okay? You know, you're going to have to make some changes. And sometimes we get so stuck in a rut of everything being the same. We don't want to change nothing. We don't want to grow. We don't want to. But you know what? How much you're really damaging your mindset when you don't grow or when you don't want to learn anything else? Believe it or not, you're the one who's left behind. And sometimes it's not good to be left behind. Okay, because you haven't taken the opportunity to learn something new, to do something different, to speak to people other than your family members, you know, to talk to strangers. Take time out to do that. You know, I think that's awesome to meet new people. I love doing that. I love meeting new people. I really do. I've learned just by the last 2 seconds. The last 3 weeks, I joined the fibromyalgia group of women who suffer, like a support group, and for veterans. And I've learned so much from these women that we are in the process of putting a book together, collaborating on the book for women who suffer from fibromyalgia. Just by us sitting there telling, and everybody's story is different. I didn't feel like I didn't belong there because we all have something in common. We all suffer from fibromyalgia. So I thought it was a great idea for us to come together and talk about that. You know, we just got our schedules are so busy, but when we're in our support group, we get a chance for opportunity to hear new things, to talk about new things, and we can share information. And I think that is so awesome to be able to do that, to share information. So I stepped out of my little comfort zone. And I decided to start going to the support group, and I met some real nice, smart, intelligent, beautiful young ladies. And what's amazing is the youngest girl there is, what, 20, if she's 21, with fibromyalgia. And that, to me, was fascinating because she's very young and she suffers from something like this at such a young age. So, to me, that was interesting because not only did it involve me, it involved other people who were suffering from the same thing I'm suffering from. So that's why I say live your life. You're in charge of your own life. Enjoy it. Meet new people. Do new things. This year, make it the year like, oh, wow, so much is going to happen for me. Come out the gate. Ready to run. That's what I'll say. You know how you watch the horses when they got the gates just before they're letting the horses go on the track? That's what I want you to do with your life. Okay? Learn it, live it, love it. Do that. Let me, I said that wrong. Learn it, love it, live it. Do those things, and I promise you, you come out that gate running, making decisions that's going to affect the rest of your life, making decisions that are smart, intelligent, you know, and that's going to make you happy. I promise you things are going to work out the way that you want them to. I promise you that. I promise you that. You have to know. And because it's so many different personalities, my God, we have so many different personalities we deal with. Oh, gosh. You have to determine, let your inner self speak for the outer self. I'll put it to you like that. How you feel inside, don't make it seem like you're wearing your feelings on your sleeve. But how you feel about certain things inside, don't hesitate to say them, especially when someone else is saying something that they believe in to you. You say what you believe in and how you feel from the inside to that person. Or sometimes, you know what? I hear people saying, oh, you talk to yourself, you're crazy. Well, you know what? I must be one crazy recipe because I talk to myself all the time. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I really am, because you know why? I'm fine with that simply because it keeps me organized. It really does. I like talking to myself because I'm more organized that way. Writing it down don't always work for me. If I say it in my head enough, I'm fine with that. And I've known people see me when I'm in the store, when I'm shopping, and I'm looking at stuff, and I see the strange looks people give me when they walk, like, around the rack, and they're like, who is she talking to? I can't help it. It's just the way I am. I talk to myself. It keeps me organized. It keeps me with my head on right. And I don't care how it affects anybody else, because guess what? I'm living my life for me. You know, a lot of times I feel, like I said, when things don't go right for me, I feel disappointed within myself. I feel like a failure in myself. I feel like I could have done better somewhere else or something else, you know, in another part of my life I could have done better or in a different situation. But when things happen, maybe it wasn't for you to do better. Maybe it wasn't for me. It was for me to learn from that and not do it again. And I think a lot of times that's what your life lessons are, the mistakes that you make, that you don't make them again. And if you find yourself shortcoming and you make those mistakes again, you know, pick yourself up and just keep working at it. Because sometimes the first time is not going to always be the perfect time for you to not make that mistake again. So find yourself in the point where you live in your life. You're doing what you have to do for you. My problem is sometimes is I concern myself and I take on other people's burdens. I have a very bad habit of that, of taking on other people's burdens in situations. I can't help everybody, and that's what I always try to do. I try to help everybody. You know, I do, and it overwhelms me because I can't rescue everybody. I have to put that in my mind that I can't rescue everybody, so that once I put it in my mind, I put it in my heart, and then put it in my actions, I can say no to a lot of situations. But it's a nurturing, I guess, and a motherly thing about me trying to take care of everybody, making sure everybody's got what they need, you know, in spite of everything else that's going on, you know, no matter how much I'm suffering, as long as I can take care of everybody else, which is that's not good at all, period. So that's why I have to find myself living my life. Quit feeling the constraints of everybody else's burdens and move away from that and just deal with me. Whatever I want to do, don't hesitate. Do it. If it's not going to hurt anybody else, if I'm not putting anybody else's life in jeopardy, if I'm not doing anything to, like I said, hurt anybody and it's affecting me and my life, I shouldn't hesitate to do it. But we naturally feel like we're invading on somebody else's, you know, territory or whatever when we do decide stuff. And it's hard. It really is hard when you're that type of person. But I said, I will make this decision for myself. I will make it where I can live my own life. I can live and enjoy what I do. And don't always feel like I'm doing something that's going to hurt or put somebody else in jeopardy, which I don't, because I try to kind of stay to myself in a lot of situations. And I'm just live my life for me. And it's very hard. Now, I noticed no one has called in, so I guess I'm not saying anything that interesting for you guys to listen. But I'm just saying this year, just do it something different. I don't care if you're not listening or not. I still got to do my show. I am still obligated to do my show. And to you guys who don't listen to me right now, you can always come back and listen to me later. It doesn't matter, because I tried to do the same for you guys, okay? Now, what are the three things we talked about? What we let's talk about, first of all, we said what we're expecting from 2011 and what are our plans for 2011. I told you I don't have any particular plans. I'm going to try to play this year by ear, because so far I have been playing it by ear, just trying to live and move on. We talked about the three things we need to do this year. Okay, we need to do one. We need to learn it. we need to do number two. We need to love it. And we need to do number three, which is live it, okay? We need to do those three things this year, okay? And really enjoy it, okay? What I want to do now is play some music if I can, because I get so sidetracked and all my technical difficulties come into play. So let's see if I can play us some music. It's time. Music. You know what, you guys? You notice that we have this new, the iPods, they're coming out with these great iPods and the smartphones and everything. It's no need for us to have a home phone anymore. It's no need at all.
Thank you. Nothing like a woman, no real
Okay, you guys, we're down to 4 minutes left on the show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the music. Next week, back, same time, same place, hopefully. With God's help, we'll be back next week. By then, I'll have a new, I don't have a subject that I'm going to talk about next week just yet. I told you I'm playing it by ear this year for right now until I get myself back on my schedule. But anyway, if you want to hit me up, you know, you can catch me on Facebook. Leave them a call on Facebook. You can catch me on here, Blog Talk Radio, Chocolate Lady 64. You also can catch me on Sensible64@yahoo.com. If you have any questions for me, let me know. If you want a topic or something you want to talk about, let me know that too. And I'll do my research and get it back to you guys. I want to thank you guys again. I want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of my listeners. each and every one of the Blog Talk Radio shows that are on Blog Talk Radio. I hope and pray every one of you guys, whatever your aspirations are, your inspirations are, that everything come true for you. If you want to, like I said, drop me a line. Got so much more we can talk about, so many subjects, so many things that we can do this year. Let this year be the way that you want it to be. Like I said, learn it, love it, live it. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I am sounding off. Until next week.
Can I take you out tonight? I have no problem. Can I take you out tonight?
Don't care if I get rejected. At least then I won't regret it. Regret the fact I missed the chance for romance. I walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day. But at least she heard me say, I have to come home and introduce myself.